In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today is Wednesday, children. Remember that Wednesday is always Good St. Joseph's Day. And next week, on Thursday, will be his feast day. Yesterday, the church began her annual novena in preparation for the feast. It would be good for us, too, to be saying some prayers to St. Joseph to get ready for his feast day, and also for all of the intentions that we want to be praying for these days. Now, yesterday, do you remember what we talked about? Yesterday, math came into the Mass. Not that the Mass is ever a class, no, but there's always a lesson from the Epistle and the Gospel and the other parts of the Mass, and we always want to learn that lesson so we can offer ourselves to our Lord in a way that's as pleasing as possible. Today, it's something quite different, children. Did your mother ever say to any of you, "Did you wash your hands before you come to eat?" Mothers say that, don't they? Well, they used to in the old days. I suppose that mothers still do that today. And why would your mother say, "Did you wash your hands?" Well, because not that it would be a sin. That's what the Jews thought. They were mistaken. Not that it would be a sin to eat without your hands being washed, but because it's cleaner that way, and that way you don't get germs, and that way you stay healthier. And it's also more polite to others, too. Those are some good reasons for it. So it's not that if you didn't wash your hands, it would be a sin, except if your mother asked you, "Did you wash your hands?" and you said yes, only you didn't. That would be a sin of lying. Or if you didn't wash your hands because you were just too lazy, that would be a sin of being lazy. And then if you didn't wash your hands because you just said, "I'm not going to do what my mother tells me to do. I don't want to and I won't." Children do that sometimes, I think. Well, that would be a sin, too, against the fourth commandment, honor thy father and thy mother. And that's what our Lord is talking about today, about the real sins against the commandments of God and how holy they are. Today, in the ancient church, a long time ago, today was kind of a test day. It was a test day for those who wanted to become Catholics. They had been born pagans, and they weren't baptized when they were babies. And they were studying during Lent to become Catholics. And today was a test day if they knew the Ten Commandments and if they kept the Ten Commandments, did what our Lord was telling them they had to do. And if they passed those tests, today they had the first part of being baptized. Some of the exorcisms and the prayers, and when Father goes like, and he blows on the face of the person or the baby to be baptized, because that's a symbol of the coming of God the Holy Ghost and driving away the devil. But what our Lord wants most of all, children, is that he wants our hearts. He wants us to know the commandments and to practice them and to carry them out. Because, as I say, the pagans didn't have the Ten Commandments at all. Although they did some things that were very good, and they did have great respect for their parents. And everyone knows about being obedient. But the Jews had this idea that, well, under certain circumstances, it would be okay if you didn't keep the fourth commandment. Well, now that can't possibly be right. This is what the Jews did. That's the reason we have to go rather a long gospel today. Our Lord's telling all about it. You see, if someone had a lot of money and he didn't want to have to spend his money on his parents, taking care of them, you know, maybe either staying with them and getting them food and medicine and taking them to the doctor and things like that, or taking care of them, going to the hospital, well, then all he would have to say is say the word gift, meaning I'm going to give all of my money when I die as a gift to the temple. And then he gets to keep his money and tell his parents, "Oh, I'm so sorry, but maybe one of my brothers or sisters would have to help you out because I can't, because you see, I've donated everything to the temple in Jerusalem." Well, that was a very wicked thing for them to do, and it broke the fourth commandment, and it grieved our Lord's heart very much because he loved his father. Who's his father? Almighty God. And he loved his foster father, Saint Joseph, and he loved the Blessed Mother. And the thought that anyone wouldn't love their parents and take care of them, just as our parents took care of us when we were little, and then when they're in need, we have to take care of them, that made our Lord very sad. It was really breaking the spirit of the commandments. And so our Lord had to go and explain everything about everything to the Jews because they got it all backwards and all mixed up. And it was about what really we do in our heart out of love for God, love for our parents, in wanting to keep the commandments. That's what really matters. And our Lord said, and don't worry about the washing of the hands part. That's good, he said, to wash your hands, but if you don't, it's not necessarily a sin. Which, by the way, it is a good thing, children, you know. And when you wash your hands, take your time. You have to put some soap on, and you have to go like this for a while, especially because here the water's usually cold, so it's not going to get hot till a long, long time. So go like this, rub, 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 and then you get rid of the germs that way, don't you? That's a good thing to do that. That's a way not to get sick and not to pass germs on to others. So wash your hands regularly throughout the day. Now, if we do that for our body, what will we do for our soul? How do you wash the hands of your soul? How do you do that? Well, you want to get rid of the sins, don't you? How do you get rid of your sins? Going to confession, yes. How do you get rid of your sins? Act of contrition, yes. How do you get rid of your sins? Even taking holy water when you come into church, that reminds us of the precious blood of Jesus that washed our sins away at Calvary, doesn't it? Those are all ways to get rid of our sins from our heart, from the inside. Our Lord gives us a lot of things to do, and all of these things to do that or to say, but they represent our heart. And that's what really matters most of all. So as we're getting ready for Easter and having a good Lent and a good springtime for our soul, what a beautiful day it's turning out to be, let's remember the outside and remember the inside, the Ten Commandments and the spirit of keeping the Ten Commandments. Let's remember to wash our hands regularly because that's a good thing to do and it's polite and obedient and it's just how proper young ladies and gentlemen should be. But let's remember most of all to wash away all those sins from the inside, from the soul. Not just a little bit, but to get rid of them, like washing our hands really thoroughly with soap and running water. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.